You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski, the king of real estate in the Hastings area. How did you like that intro?
That's very nice, Dan. Very nice. Wasn't sure who you were talking about, but that's good.
No, I'm talking about you.
Ouch.
Because you've been in, you know, you've been in part of real estate for most of your life.
Yes,
you've been
yes.
A developer. I mean, think about it.
Yep.
You've been a developer your whole life, mm-hmm. born and raised in Hastings.
Yep, exactly.
And so what better person to be talking to about real estate?
Well, let's see how it goes.
It'll go fine. Oh, so, well, how are sales?
Sales are good. You know, okay. The market's still good. The board fills up in our office, and there's a lot of activity. We still have different homes that you get multiple offers, and okay. they sell. You know, the right product sells overnight. More mm-hmm. or less one day it's sold, and there have been some really nice homes come on, but there is a pent-up demand for homes, and the prices, of course, are, you know, for a seller, it's a great time. But on the other hand, if you're going to just buy another home, well, it's a level playing field at that point. So,
mm-hmm. okay. Well, let's talk about some of those homes for sale.
Yep. We got a great new home out in Hampton and under 300. So it's really a well-priced home and good opportunity. And I think it's the one that if you put your little sweat equity into it, you'll have some. There's some really good equity there. It's a nice neighborhood. It's got
good
bones, and it's a nice town. So,
well,
great starter.
And then the thing about that is you can go to either Hastings School District or Randolph.
And I did not know that.
I remember those days when yep. I did the Tim Collins show.
Okay.
And that was kind of a split community because
okay.
You had your choice and you were able to be bused either way. So
okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Interesting.
Your choice.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So you learn something every day.
There you go.
So on that, I think I'll just call it a day.
You've learned your lessons for the day, and that's it.
Yep.
Is that what you did in high school? Is that how you did it in high school?
It kind of went that way. Except then you turn stuff off. Whatever.
those were the good old days, and
yes,
weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. We know that.
You bet. You bet. Greg, so do you have any other homes? I mean, you have that.
Yeah, we have an Evergrove. We have a townhome up there. Great opportunities, you know, and we have homes. We have our, of course, new construction, which I think we're going to have some new product and some new features that I think are really good, you know, finding some new floor plans or adapting some of our floor plans to offer, you know, as an example, some built-in pantry rooms, which are becoming more, and then more garage storage. So we've expanded some of our garages to offer what we're calling a garage storage option. And just so you have additional room, because everybody has their things, mm-hmm. you know, and you just need that additional room in the garage. So we're finding that to be well-liked as an option.
And you have a good website, Greg J. Holmes.
Yep, thank you, yep. The boys do a great job with it.
I was going to say, Nick is yep. pretty sharp with that electronics.
He's good with
stuff.
The electronics. He certainly does. He didn't get it from me.
Great. Now give yourself some credit.
No, usually about electrical cords, there's two prongs on most of them, and some have three. Well, I haven't figured out what that
grounding.
Third one's
that's
for.
It's grounding.
Oh, is it grounding?
It keeps you grounded, Greg.
That's two things today.
There, wow.
I'm on overload. That's the extent of my electrical.
But technical stuff, of course, your son
Nick is really
good.
And everything today is so technical. Yep. And the homes are getting more technical, and everything is. And that's the hard thing. I mean, you understand that a lot of homes that are existing, they have some fairly good prices. New construction is usually more. But to level that playing field with the new home, you're going to get the new floor coverings. You're going to get the mm-hmm. new furnaces, the new windows, and just everything new. And with some of the old homes, you're going to be constantly updating and spending mm-hmm. that kind of money. And, you know, so if you're comfortable with the home that you're buying, you don't need to do that, then that's great. Mm-hmm. But if you think you're going to move into it and spend that $40,000 or $50,000, yeah, maybe this is a better option for you. What I like about ours, of course, is we have what I'm going to term a hybrid type association.
Okay.
And that's very limited in authorities. And so you don't have the monthly dues. And you can opt to go with a service, and there might be five or six people out in our community now that have the same contractor. and you can get them to do your snow and grass. Other than that, it's like a single-family neighborhood.
Okay.
And I think that's very important.
I hear, you bring up something really good that I hear about people talk about. I don't like being part of that association. I don't want anything to do with associations.
It's a constant complaint.
So you hear that too,
People do not like associations.
Who decides whether, let's say there you open up a new development in a cul-de-sac or something.
Oh boy, here we go again.
I mean, let's say, you know, you fought, you got it through City Hall.
What?
Who decides?
Who does that? Can I get their name and number?
Yeah. Let's see how you do that.
See how they do it.
But who decides whether there's an association in the area that you live?
Associations are basically for common property, and so if you have like a townhouse development, and
okay,
you normally have common grounds around it, and we're platting different these days so we can avoid that. And that's my thing, is we want to try and avoid as much burden from an association as we can.
Okay.
And we, you know, there's just such controversy and all. We did condo buildings years ago, and gosh, there's always, and not even in mine, but other developers that did condo buildings, I just heard of one deck issue. It's like, it's just everybody's upset, you know? And so it's a really hard deal when you get these associations that are kind of too big.
Yeah.
And so then the other thing constantly is the pet rules, and it just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. So we just basically develop these to follow city ordinances, and that's a pretty simple, straightforward thing. We still have the association if something gets way out of hand, that we could go and help with it. But normally they are because you want to have somebody to take care of ponds and open spaces and stuff that are a part of, honestly, most neighborhoods. Even when I did Bulk and Court, there's an association or covenants to cover the center island, you know. So there's always seems to be some reasons, and that's a real stumbling block. And for me to do our developments, we really aren't gung-ho about having associations. And that was one of my pushbacks on the South Oaks development, which we're trying to get done now.
Well, and from what I hear on people is they figure, okay, I'm going to buy a home, I'm going to pay property taxes, which include the city, no matter what city you're in. And now why do I have to keep track of a ponding basin or a center aisle that the city, it seems like you're paying for two things.
That's right.
Is that a...
That is very fair. And that's the assessment. If we can develop properties and avoid those expenses, that gives us the upper hand. That makes our units more affordable. And that's a big business decision. You got to make the right decision when it comes to that. And you can't burden homeowners with real estate taxes that are supposed to cover street maintenance and then put in private streets and then have the homeowners pay for that.
Right.
And correct. That, of course, is whatever you want to call it. It's just not right. And so we have to make sure we got public streets and non-association, if you would. I mean, we're always going to have some type of association, I guess, in this day and age, but they have to be very limited.
Okay. Yep, that's one of the big things I hear. Greg, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for anybody on the Home Results Group?
Yep.
Especially Greg.
And Wayne.
And Wayne. Yeah, I'm sorry, Wayne. Is that Wayne? Oh, yeah. Well,
yes.
Greg, our topic of the week, is it a good time to buy or sell? I mean, the general economy, interest rates are going up.
Mm-hmm.
We still have some supply chain issues.
Yes, we do.
Inflation is at an all-time high. I mean, this is reminiscent.
Oh, here we go now.
But this is reminiscent of the 80s, you know.
Yes, it is. Gas prices, gas, energy.
Energy prices.
Yep.
I don't care how the price of gas goes up, because a wise businessman once was telling me something, and I bought into it, and every time I start that car, I go, thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg.
Well, I was just over at Mr. Rod Murphy at Cern House and
good people
discussing electric vehicles, and Ralph was there, and we talked about it a little bit. So, you know, there's a place for electric and there's a place for internal combustion.
Yes.
And somehow it's going to merge, because you know the affordability of the electric vehicles. And I don't understand to a degree, again, we'll talk about the press, how that's just not more accurate.
Right.
And what they write about them, and it's like, really? I mean, my dad wanted to give me a newspaper article on it, and I said, those things are no
it's
good.
Biased
don't
anyway.
Want to waste my time.
Yeah,
it's because biased. They're not accurate. They don't give people the information which is correct.
Right.
And yeah, electric cars have issues. They have limitations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's working very well. And if it
I
saves you
too.
$2,000 a year on your energy costs, so be it. And that's based on a 30,000-mile car, which I've mm-hmm. just done.
Mm-hmm.
And I've accurately, I think, figured I've saved $2,000 versus gas.
Easily.
And that's, easily. I don't think that's, and if you read some of the articles on them, you just don't get that. You know, you get, well, they're not the best thing. They're maybe going to come around. I'm thinking, no, they're here,
here,
folks.
To
they're here.
Have you ever tried to order a Mach-E Mustang, for example?
Yeah, no,
a
they're a beautiful
Bolt.
Car, though.
Yeah.
That Mach Mustang is
a
wow.
Ford Lightning, a Chevrolet electric.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to buy one?
Yeah, they're
one
not
of those?
Available.
They're not. They're years out before you can even get them.
My new one's in over there, and Ron says he's got 20 people looking at it.
Yeah.
Just because there's none around.
And in full, you know, disclosure here, you talk, you know, I listen to you talk about your car, and I always have respected you. You're a very wise business person. You've been in business for many years. Not
there's somebody else in this room?
Not because of luck, because you know what you're doing. And I bought one, and thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
But some things are simple math. It just is.
It is.
And, you know, the other thing about what I've always had, if you don't experience one or you don't at least try it, you're
thank
never
you.
Going to know, you're never gonna know
so,
how it works.
And how can you be an expert and talk about it unless you have?
And
I think
I
you
it.
And I are experts because we.
Yes.
I've had ours, the company, the radio station's car is an electric car for,
mm-hmm.
I bought it last August, so we're moving up to a year. We're a few months away from that yet. 16,000 miles, I would have had 3 oil changes by now. You know
mm-hmm.
how many oil changes? Well, you know how many. None.
None.
No air cleaners, no transmissions mm-hmm. to worry about.
It's a simple car.
It's a simple, yes, exactly.
And everybody always teases me, how do you like your golf cart?
Yeah.
Well,
love it.
Or whatever. I love it. So.
Yeah. And I can wave to you as I go by the gas station.
It's like quiet.
Yeah.
Whatever. So it's always interesting. But this is a change. It's new.
Yeah.
And
it's here to
Teslas
stay.
Are really, you know, the premium, I think.
Yep.
They're very expensive. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I don't have one, because they're just too expensive
yep.
in
yep.
my world. I
yep.
just
mine
can't
too.
See $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 cars oh. are not my vocabulary.
No, mine either. The Chevy Bolt, that's what we bought.
Yep.
They did have some battery problems. They're working it out. But mm-hmm. other than that, we've worked our way around it. We've got our... We even take it down to Albert Lee every week and back.
It just pays
for
itself.
And you know how much it costs?
I know.
Not one
cent. Nobody believes that, though. They don't.
We go down to Trails End and we plug it in and we fill it with, you know, and when we come mm-hmm. back to pick it up, it's full. And you know how much they charge us for that? Nothing.
I understand.
Not a cent, Greg.
I know. It's
so it is not.
It's good, and that's mm-hmm. what most folks don't understand. But you do it the right way, and it does take a lot of planning.
Yes,
and you got to find the right track on doing everything, because there's also places where you hook up, and I don't know, I haven't experienced, but I'm going to, and they say it's $15 to hook up to the charger with one of the DPC, I think
mm-hmm.
they call them the
mm-hmm.
fast chargers, and then it's like so much a minute for charging. And it is super expensive that way, but still, it's still way cheaper than gas.
Yep,
and you can put charges in those very quickly.
Sure,
you get 90 miles like in 10 minutes.
You get yes. Our backup is because, like you said, we had to plan and we learned. If
yep.
we're down in Albert Lee and the chargers are full, which happens once
yep.
in a while,
yep.
our backup is in Owatonna.
Sure,
and it's the Owatonna Electric Company, and they have the fast chargers like you're talking
you
about. $3 for hookup.
Yep.
And then it's so much, and we put in 150 mile or, you know,
yep.
miles, and it's like $9-$10.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you can put $150 worth of gas in for $9 or $10.
Not today.
I'm thinking you're talking, you know, 24, 60, 100, and even if you get, say, 20 miles to the gallon, that's 5, 6, 7. So that's what, 8 gallons at what, $4, if you figure
mm-hmm.
four?
Roughly, yep.
So that's 30.
It's
that's over 30 side. Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just at $4.
Yeah.
So it's still
the math
a
works
lot cheaper.
For electric.
Thank you.
It does.
Yeah. So I've been to those, but
yep.
now I've never seen the really expensive
yep.
ones.
But now tying back into homes, and you know, we're mm-hmm. seeing that we're going to start putting them in homes.
I was
going to
say the
happen.
Chargers in the garage.
And now GM with their Bolts, I understand, have the credit for.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I got to follow up.
That's
on that.
That's how we got a $2,500 credit.
Yeah, yeah. So
yep.
you get a credit to put
yep.
one in your home.
Yeah, we've got one.
I already have one, but I think I'm going to put a second one in just because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Done that, did that with the Bolt because of that. Yep. Yeah, it's 2,000 or 2,500 credit and includes the station. Yep. So,
and I don't know, but I do have a Silverado reserve, so I don't know if that'll happen or not. But everything in getting vehicles, I don't care what vehicle it is, takes forever these days, as we all know.
Yep. So, back to real estate. Is it a good time to buy and sell? And like you said, I know Zach and Haley are building a house, and guess what they're having put in it?
A charger. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Having it all wired up.
That's a good thing to do.
And I would imagine that's probably coming in the homes you're going to build that sometime.
I think, you know, and a lot of our electrical panels and services are located near the garage, so it's not hard to do at a later point. Right. And so it's easy to do.
See, in our home,
Yeah, you had a long run.
Yeah, and we chewed up that $2,500, but it was well worth it.
It was well worth it. Yes, it is. So.
But with interest rates and stuff,
I think it's a good time. No, you know, maybe the market's settling down. You know, I mean, when you see some of the homes come out and they're very fast sells, and they still go over list, the right products there. And then we're starting to see homes now that we go through some certain price reductions, and it's kind of like back to the normal market.
Okay.
And so I think it's a very good time. And maybe a good time that you can even have a contingent offer, because in the past months or whatever, contingent offers just were like not going to happen.
Okay.
So I think we're back to where people will look at contingent offers. The market's relaxed a little bit. Pricing has relaxed a little bit because of the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can all talk about why the interest rates are where they are, why inflation is where it is, and as you know, this administration came in, the first thing he did is shut down all the pipelines, all the leasing, all anything to do with fossil fuel. His goal, and I think he said it during the election, he was going to do it, so no surprise. And so when you talk about inflation, it's like a match in a forest fire. It only takes one match, and all of a sudden you got this forest fire. So now we've got inflation like I guess nobody's ever seen before. Mm-hmm. And I just read the other day that one economist is predicting a recession much worse than 2008. And I don't want to be around if that's the case.
And you know, you and I have been through a lot of recessions, depressions and stuff, and I tell the people around here, this one feels certain. It's just it isn't going to be here. It's going to be how deep is it going to get?
Because
you can just feel it.
I think it's here already myself. Yeah.
Yes, I do too. I do too. I think it's not even knocking at the door. It's inside the door, and let's see where it's going to go.
Yep.
So
anyways.
Greg, well, we've used up our time, and one final time again.
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for Greg or Wayne.
And Greg, thank you very much. It's been fun. I do learn a lot from you, believe it or not.
Well, have fun all the time.
And think electric cars.
Think electric.
You bet.
It's penny cheap.
And we're ones that have them.
It's penny cheap.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor, Greg Jablonski. If you want to get a hold of Greg, it's real simple. Call your local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for either Greg Jablonski or Wayne Beisel. This is KDWA Hastings.